Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're a week away from the NFL draft. We're like 3 weeks away from BG Day here on WIP. May 5th. It is not only Cinco de Mayo. We're raising it up a level. Brandon Graham Day here on WIP. All day long, we celebrate the career of Brandon Graham. Who'd have thunk it, right? 2 years in that we would be saluting one of the greatest Eagles of all time.
BG would have a celebration
day. Absolutely. And then that night, BG Live, you can be a part of it at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. A retrospective on BG on stage, talking about everything he's gone through with the Philadelphia Eagles before and what the future holds. That is May 5th at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Tickets are getting low. You could buy them at 94WIP.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. So we asked for the grades for the show. You know, that's what we're doing on the one-year anniversary. OG Wade responded that his name should be in the show.
Of course.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I mean, if there was one caller that we should add to the show, I mean, what caller would
what
it
caller
be?
What caller would it be?
I might say Corey.
Corey's the most consistent.
Yeah, I would vote for Chuck, of course.
Nah, that's who I'm voting for.
You would vote for Chuck?
Of course.
Yeah, I would vote for Chuck.
Herb.
Dude, Herb and Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be Herb or Chuck.
Well,
or, I mean, Herb, Chuck, OG.
Corey.
Here's where Ike's going to start naming every single
Well,
caller.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Listen.
I like that Corey can take a punch.
Yeah.
And keep coming. Back.
Yoshi?
Yeah.
Yoshi?
Cam from Cinnamonson?
Yeah. No. He's a morning show
caller. He's a morning show caller.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him as a caller.
I thought he was with us.
No. He's a turncoat.
I like him as a caller, but it was the first thing he told me when he met me at the Phillies game last year is that he's a morning show guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm...
You thought we had something.
Nah,
I thought so.
No. You guys got to keep an eye on him. Tom from Abington. Chris in Middletown.
Well, I definitely know Tom Madden and Chris in Middletown. Yeah.
Chris in Middletown's a midday show caller.
Yes.
That tries to sneak on this show sometimes and be cute with his actions.
Yeah.
Everyone else is mostly Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had Justin, Tennessee.
Yeah, but Justin, again, he's kind of like Go Birds morning show, our callers. You know what I mean?
Wow. Whoa, Justin's on afternoon show caller?
I think he is, but also I think he's synonymous with a couple of shows. To be completely
real,
all right, okay.
I don't think he's.
I should listen to the
he
station
want to be
now and again.
Yeah. Obviously,
I know,
we're
well,
not
that's
listening.
The issue.
No,
yeah,
Fritz
yeah.
hears it all.
Well, it's just like I don't. I think even when like Chuck goes on a different show, he's an afternoon show caller.
Right.
I think when Herb goes on a different show, he's an afternoon show caller.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I diagnose
one. You don't see
one.
Justin as an ethnocaller.
It's not, it's not taking a shot. I love Justin.
I
just feel like he's actually pretty synonymous with all
he
three
He started
of them.
With the Go Birds, right?
Yeah, that's how he got introduced to WIP.
Does Aaron just call us?
Yes.
Not Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a
big A just.
That's an Ike and Ike caller.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And Louie is ours. Yeah. The whole Louie family is strictly afternoon show callers.
Okay, Andrew. Does he call other shows?
I hope. I mean,
come on,
man. Maybe we could start him on Go Birds.
To give him away.
Wow.
I'm putting him, he's my okay, I love you, but this is just a funny joke. I got to make the joke. Okay. Please let me make the joke. He's like my Bryce Huff in these trade packages to get Miles Garrett.
You're just throwing him in every trade?
No, yeah.
How do you call a draft expert Bryce Huff?
I know, and I was already trying to coach him up today on what I wanted him to sound like, so I feel bad doing it. I always feel bad picking on okay, Andrew, but the joke was right there.
You know what? Instead of him call, what if he just emailed us once a day, and then he builds up to a call?
Y'all wrong.
No.
215-592. We have the Eagles Insider
call
of the Year.
Call him right now, okay, Andrew.
We have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up in a moment. Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, how you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, my stock was down the other day, so now I get to, you know, judge you guys' stock, huh?
Yes, you can.
You know what I mean? Hey, let me say this, right? You said constructive criticism. This is a safe space. So this is what I'm going to say about that, right? Here's the situation.
And we can't hear you. Your call is breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm
yes,
just
go ahead.
Yeah. Let me say this, right? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get in and out. You know, see, Ike is solidified. You know what I mean? Ike is, you know, bought his way up from WIP. Nothing was given to him. Former NFL player,
right.
Former Eagle great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, Ike and
what was your favorite play?
Yeah, he is where he at right now. You know what I'm saying? Voice of the city. So Ike is solidified.
Okay.
Jack is multi-talented.
Uh-huh.
You know, Jack, you know, best producer in the game. You know,
well.
Drops.
Yep.
His, yeah.
This is going well.
Yeah. The producer part of it, you need to.
I've gotten worse as a producer, 100%. Yeah. I'm mostly kicking my feet up.
Yeah, you're good. Good host, good voice. Producer, you're
yeah, well, all right, easy in there.
Yeah.
Let me finish it. And he adds a quirkiness to the show, and he's versatile. You can lead off. You know, the guy can, you know, play shotgun, and he can be a producer. Mm-hmm, so that's mm-hmm, his talent right there. Mm-hmm, I give him
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Now I get to Spike, right? And here's the thing with Spike, right? Spike, you're like, you know, Danny Ainge, you know, or you know, Red Auerbach. You know, you build a great program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, you pit these guys together. You pit the morning show together when they were the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. You pit Johnny Marks, Ike, and Jack together, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
And they was number one.
He lucked into that one.
I didn't. I'm the one that hired John.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. So you're great. That's your niche. You know, great program director.
That's
what you are.
Backhanded,
you know
what I mean? Compliment. Not bad.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it, my thing is with the show, right?
Yeah.
We've lost a lot of good callers. You know what I mean?
No, we haven't.
I miss listening to Inge. You know what I mean?
Well, that's Inge's fault. Him and Spike didn't fight.
I've never even talked to Inge.
It doesn't matter what the fault is. I'm not saying nobody's fault. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get my point across. Let me land my plane like OG would say, right? You got Inge's. You know, with my man from Pensacola with the laundromats.
Oh, man, Chris.
That's a good call.
Chris,
Spike ran him off. Yeah.
I didn't run him off. It's just honest.
You got Black Gritty.
Not that good a call.
You know, Angry Al. I enjoy listening to these guys. And then you take and replace them with OK Andrews and Mr. Shorehands.
Mr. Shorehands, he's horrible. I agree.
Yeah, but he hasn't called in months.
I'm just saying, like, what is that? So, I mean, you know, with that being said, you know, I got to give it a C+.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, that's rough.
Wow.
Andy Randolph, Andy from Defert. That's another one.
Well, we all can't be great at everything. Like, you're really good in the football season, and the rest of the year, you're like a solid D. So it's like, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses.
I knew you would take it personally.
I'm not taking it personally. I'm just
not at all.
Yeah.
You know, when Johnny was here, it was just, you know, those guys would call in, and, you know, we'd have call-on-caller crime, and
there
was rivals built.
Yeah, there's nothing better than Black Gritty calling for 7 straight minutes.
It was just a great program.
Doing his bit,
A C-plus is not a bad thing because it gives you room to grow.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, listen, I made it through life being a C-plus student.
Yeah. Honestly, we're in radio. We're all C-plus students, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
we're
when
lucky.
I bought a C-plus home, my mother was happy with me.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? So it is what it is, man. Like, you know what I mean? But listen, it's always, you know, you guys are still the number one show on the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's just that. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of it. But let's face it. If my stock is down while you're on a show, Spike, then that means that the show stock has to be down. I'm associated with the show.
I didn't say your stock was down. Jack did. You don't want to go at Jack because he's
good friends.
Little baby over there.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah.
I called Jack out when he first did it. But, I mean, you know, you was on the side of, you know, sideline saying, yeah, your stock is down. When I would hang the phone up, don't act like you didn't agree with it. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
What do you got to say about that?
Well, look.
Hope you ran out of the apartment one day.
We all got room to grow. We all got room to grow. And, you know, it's only been a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're working towards that A+.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But well, our thing is this, right? You got to look at this, right? The C+. And you're still the number one program in the nation?
Look at that.
That's saying something.
It is.
It is.
That's saying
is.
Something.
It is.
You know
it
mean?
Is.
So, you know,
what do you got for us for an accessory?
That's a big up to the show, man. This is like I said.
I'm trying to get out of here on a good note.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I'm taking it.
I know it.
All right, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking no shots
to no Chuck, you're not going to stop until you quit trying to rally him up.
See, I'm taking the constructive yep. criticism. I'm just yep. sort of, you know.
He's
you're,
taking it.
You know. All right. Do you have a famous accessory, Chuck?
Yeah, and that's another thing. You cut me off too soon, Spike. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got these guys ramble on.
Yeah.
You know, Corey from Columbus couldn't even come off the bench when I was, when Johnny was here. He was on the bench. You understand what I'm saying?
Did they card you when you go to the movies?
He could.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm just, you know.
But you keep trying to pipe guys up like Corey from Columbus. You gave him that spot.
He earned it. You know why? Because he never threatened me. Yeah.
He was on the bench. Yeah. You made him who he was because you took a liking to him. He's your son. So you made him who
my
he
son.
Was.
My son? All right, Chuck. Chuck, we got it. Do you have a famous accessory, Chuck?
Yeah, Allen Iverson's sleeve.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Yeah. Sleeve. He made the sleeve popular.
He did. I still don't know what it does.
Compression sleeve, right?
A sleeve. I understand the idea of it.
It's supposed to keep swelling down. He had that bursitis with the elbow.
That's probably, and then it probably just became something that.
Yeah, it's a crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Part of his uniform.
Well, basketball players now wear compression everything. Andre Drummond, I couldn't see one square of skin in a game.
He's wearing
compression pants.
Yeah, full body suit.
The Spurs are not wearing a compression mask. And 215-592-9494. You know, one of your accessories in your home is your windows and your doors.
Yeah.
And like, you got to make sure that those are not like, when you got to replace your windows and doors, it's sort of like your whole house isn't whole anymore. Because what happens is like when it's cold out or when it's hot out, that's when your home is important. It's letting that air in. And Gaida can help you with that. First of all, the triple pane Lowy glass, which I learned about, really does keep the hot air out and the cold air out and keep your home more energy efficient. Gaida right now going to give you interest-free options so you can replace those old drafty windows, so you can replace your front entry door, which really is, when people look at your home, that what their eye goes to is the door. They're going to get you 0% financing, zero down, up to 36 months, 0% financing, 72 months potentially, depending on the size of your job, which is 6 years of low payments. Lower.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For energy bills and a more comfortable experience, you're also going to get 20% off everything. Every product they have, every window, every door, 20% off. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, like I did. Get a free in-home estimate, like I did, and then you take care of it. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings. I almost forgot. The new ones are out right now.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
I'm going to be honest. This was a horrible week for Eagles insiders.
Terrible.
I'm so disappointed in almost all of them. We're a week away from the draft, and we've had almost nothing from any of these guys.
Yeah, Elliott's out scooping all of them.
He is. And, you know, you could say maybe it's not a big scoop, but at least it's something. So we normally do a top five.
What do you do?
Well, he had the Malachi Starks visit.
Oh, right, right. This is, I does not think that visit should be insider report.
So here is the bad news for the Eagles insiders. Usually a top five. There's no top five. There's a top three.
Wow.
Because nobody's doing anything.
Wow.
And the top three.
Does this mean that I get to do a top three at five if I don't feel like putting together a full top five list?
It's not about me putting together a list. It's about nobody's earning it. I can put names in the list. There's no problem.
We're actually keeping track this year, too. I mean, yes. Justin's back there.
We have a spreadsheet.
Logging everything.
We have a spreadsheet.
Who you got, big dog?
Number three is Tim McManus. Still, these guys are just there by reputation. Number two is a newspaper reporter. And number one, the only guy who did anything this week is friggin' Elliott. Elliott Shore Parks, who had the Malachi Starks visit.
Well, listen.
Yes.
Cool your jets over there. It's a slow week. It's week before the draft.
Where are you?
Can you give us one insight?
Where are
just
you?
One.
Lakin, what are they going to do?
Like, Lakin should be on here for even doing BG day.
I just thought about something.
Yeah.
What?
Didn't I put my top four picks up?
No.
On Twitter, I did.
Oh, on Twitter.
Yeah. Well,
four guys you won in the draft? Is that inside information?
Listen. I just give you names, and then I react, man.
I don't even know who they are.
Information.
All you did was put photos up without even a name. I don't know who they are.
They are. That's Michael Williams. That's Walter Nolan.
Okay.
It's Maxwell Hairston. And it's our guy, the safety.
Malachi Starks. That was the only one I knew.
But that's not insider.
Dig into the draft and get in here.
It's not, I don't know if that's insider stuff. Those are the guys that you want.
Well, what if it's...
Now we're back to informed speculation.
A year of explaining.
That's what it is, informed speculation.
All right.
Hold on. So they're going to take a Georgia guy. Breaking news for Mike. You know, it's just you want to rip Elliott for saying that the top 30 visits from Georgia guys shouldn't count, and then you're saying they're probably going to draft the Georgia kid.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have to be given some grace here.
Here's why.
Yeah. No, it's not the poor me's. I'm just saying.
We earn things in this country.
I can't be throwing stuff out there and saying that.
Totally agree.
That it carries more weight if I do that.
Oh, here we go. Now he's the big dog.
I'm just saying it doesn't. Next thing you know, somebody else picks it up and is Ike's reporting this and that.
Yeah, that carries more weight.
So
than
I'm
you
just
say
saying, I expect. The are you guys judges? What are you guys? I don't even
know. I'm just trying to figure this out.
I expect the board members
to
take that into account, that if I put out a list of players, a group of players, just just respect the fact that I didn't just pull those names out of a hat. Can I just say that and leave it there?
Okay, fine.
Listen, right. Monitoring.
We're monitoring.
We're going to monitor now.
We're monitoring.
Now you're looking at a tractor beam.
So here's what I would say to that.
You might need to do an Ike.
There are two guys on that four, in that group of four.
Okay, here we go.
That I've only said about the Eagles. I don't hear nobody else talking about them.
Okay, so it's not Starks.
Nope. And it's not the Walter Nolan kid.
Yeah, because a bunch of people said.
Yes.
To the other two guys.
Yes. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I like that.
All right, we're taking that as a report.
You know what I'm saying? They take the Harrison kid out of Kentucky. Nobody else is giving that as a possibility.
Jack, tweet out, Ike Reese hears from a source.
See, this is what I'm trying to avoid.
A report.
Would never. I did that once at Jillia. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Wait. There was a trade from a source in Baltimore.
So a source in Baltimore. I was filling in for – he was in, I think, for
– I'll never forget that.
For Marks, maybe? Or maybe he was in for Ike.
Oh, was it with us? It was during this show?
And I wasn't producing. It was Ben still, but I had access to the Twitter account.
Oh, wow.
And Jillia opened the show saying that the Phillies were about to – from a source, Phillies are going to trade for Manny Machado and that, quote, Andy McPhail is a wizard. Tweeted it. Manny Machado, not a Philly.
No.
And Julio clowned for that for multiple years.
I think I do remember
Because of you.
Because of me.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just trying to help Julio out.
Yep.
Totally backfired.
Don't help me out.
I won't help you. Well, I will always help you out. I'm saying in this instance, I will not help you.
All right, Justin, I need you to turn a video. Ike Reese just reported that the Eagles are interested in some guy from Kentucky.
Corey in Kentucky.
Corey in Kentucky.
All I'm saying is if one of my guys gets selected,
I'm
going to want credit for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just telling you.
That's fair. That's fair.
Elliot throwing out names that are on a 30-plus visit. I mean, give me a break.
I love it.
I can't even get credit for that. It's unbelievable. All right.
Well, that's because you ripped everybody else that wasn't in the top three.
Well, yeah.
You came out throwing flame.
Well, I need somebody to do some work. I'm here for 4 hours every day.
I thought I was out of this.
Well, last year you refused yourself. I put you as like one of my favorites to win the award for this year.
Yeah,
and that's right, you did.
The problem is Mekhi Becton's gone. That's been your big scoop for a year and a half now, and we need to get you on a different beat.
Yep. Yep. All right. Just wait till next Thursday when the name gets called.
Okay.
I'm usually right on draft night.
Now, speaking of the draft, our official draft expert, OK Andrew, is back with his player profile.
Hey, man. First off, what it do?
What it do?
What it do, okay?
And second off, man, if people keep running their mouth, they can contact my people. I can contact them when we can have a debate. Let's do it. Let's bring back new callers. The old callers don't call anymore. Let's turn up. Like, come on now. Put your money where your mouth is. Like, come on.
Oh.
Did he just say, let's turn up?
Yeah, let's turn up.
Oh, that's for Chuck.
This is about Chuck. Okay, yeah, this is about Chuck.
Got you. I was like, what?
Well, I like it. I like a challenge, Chuck.
Hey, I'm sticking up for my guys, the callers right now. I think we're doing a great job, and I'll say I told you so in a couple years. So
okay, all right. Well, give us your draft profile, okay? That was a strong start. Let's get to it.
Hey, today we got a guy out of Oregon, former Big Ten. Now he's the new Big Ten Oregon. Defensive tackle, Derek Harmon, the 3-tech. 21 years old, 6'4", 313. He had a huge combine of a 4.95 40 and with a 34-inch arms, which is great separation for a D lineman, as Ike knows. You need that separation, that hand play, to get past some guards.
And hand play
on film makes guards look silly. He is super strong, super quick. He turns his athleticism into strength a little bit like we see out of Jalen Carter, and this guy's got superstar potential. This guy doesn't have the big sacks, but he has massive TFLs. He has a couple forced fumbles, pass deflections. He was second-team All-American, and he dominated versus the national champions in his career versus Ohio State. He has great lateral quickness. He gets hands off for O-linemen. The only thing he does struggle with that I see on film is his pad height, but he destroys double teams with his strength and quickness, and he strikes fear into offenses and lives in backfields.
I like
it. That was good.
This
is a good call from OK.
I like it.
This is a solid B-plus call.
Yes.
I like it. Very good, OK. Came with fire, came with an actual prospect, some excitement.
Now, what was the name?
Derek Harmon.
Okay, Derek Harmon.
Out of Oregon.
It's a tough one.
Derek Harmon?
No, I like him. You can't Andy Harmon?
Well, I'm more concerned about the school he played at.
Oh, Oregon. Yeah, that's fair.
When's the last time they had good players?
It's been a while since Chip.
Well, hold on. Penei Sewell?
Great player. Yeah, he may be the last time. Well, before him, then who?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, is that the Gonzalez kid up at
he's doing well. Yeah, Christian Gonzalez, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just getting Oregon guys top of my head.
Jack, on this anniversary, one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show, what do we have coming up in the top five at five?
Things the Afternoon Show has saved in the last year.
Oh, wow. Saved?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've actually done a lot of saving. It's hard to narrow it down to five. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.